The work of eradicating bed bugs in Reno County, it's never going to be completely over. You're just hoping to be able to make it a kind of a regular source of funds for you guys whenever infestations come.
That's correct. Yeah, I do want to say we are accepting applications right now. We do have funds to help people in the community, and it is going to be probably getting busier with the spread of the bed bugs here soon. So yes, even though we've got some funds, we do want those continual donations monthly from the community to help us.
Okay, remind folks how many people you need to give and how much they would need to give to kind of stay at pace with this.
Yeah, so about 500 businesses, individuals, families, nonprofit organizations, churches can give us $10 a month, and that would essentially allow us to help probably around 50 homes a year. And we have estimated that that's really what's needed to keep this at bay, to keep this from spreading in Reno County. We do have requests outside of Reno County, and we have recently, but we really want to help our people, our community, and that's what we're here to do.
Well, and it's important to note also that bed bug infestations can come from anywhere, and with as much travel and tourism and things like that that we bring into Reno County every year, I mean, we're a few weeks out from the National Junior College Tournament, and then we've got the State Fair in the fall and all the events that people would keep coming to town for. If any of those people have gone through an airport, and as part of being at that airport, they get bed bugs that take a ride in their bag, through no fault of theirs, bed bugs are back in Reno County again. So that's just, I mean, it's that simple. This is not a cleanliness issue.
Correct. Right. And, you know, the same thing goes for, we don't want to spread it to other people, right? So we want, you know, those hotels, those, our schools, our homes to stay clean. So we, you know, don't have a fear of people coming here. Like recently has been happening in Paris, as you guys probably know, the Olympics is soon. And there's a lot of media of people, and they're scared to travel. And we don't want Hutchinson to be that place, right? We really want to keep it clean and safe for our community and for those coming in and spending time here.
Exactly. And that's part of what the Sleep Tight Foundation is trying to get done. So how do you guys typically find out about this? Now a case where people know to come to you, or do you still find out through the schools and things like that?
More often than not, we have, you know, people do know we exist, and so, which is a great thing. And so they go online, fill out the application, or they request an application from us, fill that out. We do need an estimate, and there's companies in town, for instance, Advance, that will do that for free. And so those are the two things that are required, just an application. We get that approved, and we initially pay 80%. And that's kind of the initial funding. Families can request more from our board, but 80% is a big chunk when you're talking $700 to $2,000 to treat these homes and really eradicate them. And then our goal also is to try to educate people to know, to discover where this is coming from. And so they can keep their families safe, keep their businesses safe, and go from there.
All right. And it just basically depends on the square footage of a home, how much it's going to cost, right?
Not necessarily. It depends on furniture. So they spray and they have to have heated treatment, right? They over, I think, 113 degrees is what kills those bugs. And so it is very laborious, laborious, whatever you want to say, there to get everything in your home clean. And so there's some companies out there that only spray, and that just does not work, we have found. So you have to do both. And we've got some companies around here that will do that and do it well to make sure, and they'll come back, make sure they're gone, so that you can feel safe in your home.
Again, they're looking for basically 500 sustaining folks that will consistently give, how much is it, $10 a month?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. So 500 folks at $10 a month should be enough funding to help with about 50 homes or so, which is what you guys have been working on. How many folks do you have that are giving right now that $10 a month every month?
We have about 15. We've got a few people who are giving over the $10 a month, which is great. I do want to say thank you to the community we do accept, of course, grants and other funding, and the Heartland Credit Union has generously looked into a grant for us that we've recently received. So I want to say thank you to them, and Inspire Church, has their people have donated a large amount to us as well. And so that's going to get us through probably the next month to 2 months, I would say. But once that's gone, it's just, it really breaks our heart. We cannot serve people consistently. And we really want the Sleep Tight Foundation to be a place where they know when they call or give an application that they are going to get help, and I don't have to say no.
Right, and you had a waiting list for a while, but now you've caught that up. That's how come you could say people can apply again, is that you're able to, because of these funds, say, yeah, we've got it for the next month or two. But you said, what, $700 to $3,000, depending upon how much furniture they have and so on. So if somebody says, hey, I want to give enough to help, I don't know, two families, five families, 10 families, whatever it might be. They're getting their tax returns back here in the next month or two. Easiest way is to donate online.
Yeah, donate online consistently, so it comes out of your account. We use DonorBox, I believe, is the application there that makes it really easy. I will say that there is one time a couple of years ago that we got a family of several people, and they needed $9,000 to treat their home.
Wow.
And so we were not able to help them. But I want to say something about the waiting list, and this is what's kind of frustrating, is if people are on the waiting list and they get that estimate, they give us their application, and we can't help them, then they have to have the estimate done all over again.
Right, because just like anything else, if you think about it similarly, though differently, obviously, to fleas and ticks for your pet, if you leave it undone, it's going to get worse.
Oh, absolutely. And it's going to spread. It's going to cause, you know, tension in the family. It's going to cause fear. It's going to cause, you know, just further expenses. The longer the furniture goes with the infestation, the worse it breaks down and gets bad. And so, you know, if we fix the bed bugs, sometimes you still have to go buy new furniture. That's not fun either.
That's what I was going to say, is that it, especially with some of the materials that furniture is made of these days, that they really can break down the furniture literally as part of the infestations too.
Yes. Yep. Okay. Yeah, and just imagine being a child who wakes up and has bed bugs, and or just a rash or something that, you know, mom can't figure out what it is. It just leads to a lot of confusion and insecurities when these children have to go into school and don't know what's wrong. So there's a lot of, you know, just psychological trauma that happens in these families that we really want to prevent too.
Right. And again, the best place to go to find out more is sleeptight.foundation, and you can find out what they do and ways to give to them. And also you can follow them on Facebook as well to find out more. But really, they want to raise $50,000 every 12 months, because that should get them close to being able to take care of those 50 families that that year to year generally have those infestations. So remind me, how long has the foundation been established?
Since 2018, again, just a reminder that a lot of community business owners and community organizers got together, even in the healthcare. We've got Man Wyatt Tanksley, injury attorneys, who had a couple attorneys see that this was an issue, people not being on, businesses not being honest when they were selling furniture with bed bugs on it. And so we knew that this was an issue that was not, you know, come and go. It was always here. And so I'm really thankful for that. If you feel like you want to help, we've always are having changes on our board. And so if this is something you want to volunteer to help, you can always call us as well and contact me.
And Monica's been really gracious to come out and talk to us multiple times about this. About once every 3 to 6 months, we like to have you out to talk to us, because we want to remind people that this is ongoing. But again, it's wonderful that we got nearly an inch of rain, but when you get moisture, that's when insects of all types, bed bugs and the fleas and ticks and all of that, are able to live and propagate better than they can in dry weather. So you're anticipating you're going to have more need as the spring goes along.
Yeah, spring and summer are always a little worse. You know, kids are at home. They want to be around their friends. And so you never know where you're going to get them. So hopefully we can just really tackle it before those kinds of things happen this spring and summer.